Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So we've come together, B'Leil Hashan Rabbah, to share some thoughts, feelings, and sentiments as we approach the climax towards the end of a magnificent journey. Hoshana Rabbah is somewhat of a paradox. It is a day that defies definition. And just to explain why this is such a difficult day to understand, Beluach HaYehudi, in the Jewish calendar, our Yomim Tovim seem to have fundamentally two different and parallel systems. One is Shorosh Regolem. Shorosh Regolem, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. The common denominator is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Different stages of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And these are days of simcha, of joy. And in Shorosh Regolem we have the mitzvah of V'somachto Bechagecha. And the other and parallel system is the Yomim Neroim, which are days of awe, days in which each and every Jew is required to make a cheshbon and nefesh, days of introspection, of repentance, of tshuva. So what is a Shana Rabbah? Seems to be a combination of the two. On one hand, it's still Sukkot. We sit in the Sukkah. It is Man Simchoseinu. It is actually the last day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot. And when the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Lulav, Kol HaMoedim Mitzvah L'Smoach Behem, the greatest simcha of all year was Sukkot, that includes Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah, we say halal, dressed in a kittel. A kittel belongs to the Yomim Neroim. We do nanuim, and the nanuim of a lulav is an expression of simcha, and we use the tunes of Yomim Neroim. We do hakafes, hoshanis, and that once again is an expression of simcha. And in my shul, my minig is minig dinov, and between each hakafa, we blow tashrat, tashrat terat, we blow the shofar. Shofar and lulav, the kittel and halal. What is this day? So obviously, the Yomim Tovim of Chodesh Tishrei must have some structure and they must have something in common. Sukkot, on one hand, is one of the Shorosh Regolem. On the other hand, it definitely is associated with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And that is the essence of Hoshana Rabbah. V'gilu b'ra'odo. Shorosh Regolem are all about simcha. Yomim Neroim all about
Yerushalayim,
about awe. And they both come together on Hoshana Rabbah. Could simcha and yira live together? Rabbeinu Yoina, Amesechet Brochas Daf Chof Aleph, explaining the first sugi and perek Ein Oimdim Lehispala Lemesechet Brochas. On one hand, the Mishnah says Ein Oimdim Lehispala Elo Metach Koyved Roish, a feeling of awe. On the other hand, Simcha Shal Mitzvah. And the post, the Gemara quotes the posuk V'gilu V'r'odo. Rejoice in awe. Rejoice in shivering. Rabbeinu Yonah explains. every other fright and any other simcha, simcha and yira don't go together. But not so when we're dealing with simcha shel mitzvah and yirat shamayim. There's a wonderful expression in Tona de Beliyahu, Perek Gimel. And if anybody doesn't know what is Tona de Beliyahu, the Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Kuvav says, Eliyahu HaNavi learned, Yadah Harusu, one of the Amirom Rav Anon. And this is the Torah of Eliyahu HaNavi. And there's a beautiful expression, Samachti betoch yirosi, v'yareti mitoch simchosi. Simcha shel mitzvah and yirat shamayim enhance one another, deepen one another. And all of the Kodesh Baruch Hu should bring us happiness and gratitude. Once a month in Berchus HaChodesh, there's a short filler, and we plead with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and we say, we want life. What type of life are we asking for? Chaim sheyesh behem yiras shamayim v'yiras chet. Chaim sheyesh behem ahavas Torah v'yiras shamayim. Isn't it strange that we ask for the same thing twice? We already asked, Chaim sheyesh behem yiras shamayim v'yiras chet, and then we say once again, Chaim sheyesh behem ahavas Torah v'yiras shamayim. To me, the answer is very simple. We are not asking for anything twice. We asked for life, Chaim sheyesh behem ahavas Torah, yiras shamayim v'yiras chet. And then we go on to ask for Chaim sheyesh behem ahavas Torah v'yiras shamayim. We don't put the comma in the right spot. We don't ask for ahavas Torah and yirat shamayim. We're pleading and asking for ahavas Torah v'yiras shamayim. I think this pshat is so simple. Why didn't anyone think of it? Because the concept of ahavat yirah seems so strange to most of us. How could one love fear or awe? It is easy to understand the concept of ahavas Torah. Anybody really learned Torah must appreciate what the love of Torah is. The beauty of Torah, the Kedusha of Torah. But most of us would find it strange to ask for loving Yirat Shamayim. But we should, as the Ben Yonah explains. True Yirat Shamayim should bring us comfort and happiness and joy. How lucky we are that we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu in our lives. How grateful we should be that we are in awe of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we have a relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we feel His presence and we bask in His glory. So we ask for Chaim sheyesh behem ahavat Torah v'yirat shamayim. Yareti mitoch simchati. And that is the spirit of Hoshana Rabbah. It is a combination of the Simcha of Sukkos and the Yira of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippur. On one hand, Hoshana Rabbah is the culmination of Sukkos. On the other hand, it is the preparation to Simchas Torah. And the real climax is Simchas Torah. The Medrash says, Ze hayoyim osu Hashem, nogilu v'nismachu bo. This pasuk refers to Simchas Torah. This is the day. But what is the interpretation of Nogilo v'nismachu bo? If the Pusuk says, David HaMelech in Tehillim, Ze hayoyim oso Hashem Nogilo v'nismachu bo. Does the bo mean the day? Nogilo v'nismachu in the day? Hayom she'osu Hashem? Or maybe Nogilo v'nismachu bo means we will rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when the Reisha of the Pasuk says, Zeh Hayom Oso Hashem, Nogilo v'nismachu bo, Bameh, Bami, BaKadosh Baruch Hu, O Biyom she'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash says, Shloim HaMelech in Shir HaShirim offers an interpretation of David HaMelech's Pasuk, his father's Pasuk in Tehillim. Nogilo, V'nismachu bach. Yes, we rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only in his day. And the Medrash goes on to say, Nogilo v'nismachu bach. Bach is Beis Chof 22. 22 letters of Torah. 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. So when we want to rejoice with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, how? You can't kiss a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can't hug a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can't dance with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because ein guf v'lo yasiguhu masigei guf. We don't really understand what and who a Kodesh Baruch Hu is. So the closest you can get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dveikus in Torah. So in Simchas Torah, when each and every one of us will dance with the Sefer Torah, you need to imagine, close your eyes and imagine and feel you're dancing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The closest one could get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is embracing his Torah. And hugging his Torah, and kissing his Torah. Say, Yoyim Osu Hashem, Nogilo v'nismacho, Bach, and Bach is Chav Beis, Oisiyas, Shemet Torah. The Ri HaKodesh says that the Psukim in Shir HaShirim, Smolo Tachet Roshi, V'yemino Techapkeini, Smol Doche V'yemin Mekarevet, Smol always symbolizes Midas Adin. Yamin is the Nachami. Smol Tachas Roishi are the days of awe. Seiris Yemei Tshuva. Yaminoi is Sukkos. Sukkos of days of Simcha. Sukkos of days of Ahava. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu invites us into his Sukkah, together with the Ushpizen, the giants of yore, the seven Ushpizen, the others, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, and Aharon, and Yosef, and David. Yeminoi techapkeini is Sukkos. When you hug a person, your arm has three joints, your upper arm, your lower arm, and your hand, which is relatively small. Those are the three definites of Sukkah, Shnayim v'Tefach. And that is the remez of Yemino Techabkeini. Yemin is Rachamim. Smol Tachas Roishi are the days of Or, Seres Yemei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippurim. Yemino Techabkeini is Sukkos. Yishukeinu Menashikos Pihu is Simchas Torah. And that is the climax, the ultimate expression of love, which is Yishukeinim and Ashikos Pi, and that is Simchas Torah. And I once gave a moshul. Why is Simchas Torah the last of the Yomim Tovim? Moshul Amad Avedoim. Children came a long way to spend time and visit their father at his home. They're living far away. And in days of yore, you didn't just hop on a plane in a few hours. You were wherever you wanted to be. So it was a long journey and a difficult and dangerous one. They had to cross raging rivers, snow-capped mountains, finally made it. And they're so happy to be together. They enjoy and exult in every moment. And after some time, Father notices that his kids seem to be sad and depressed. Father asks sons, "What's wrong? You don't seem to be happy." And his children say, "Well, it was so great to be together. And it was such an unbelievable effort. And tomorrow we need to leave. And we are depressed. We wish we could stay together. But we have our families and our businesses and our homes. So it was gewaltig. It was amazing to be together. It was incredible. So yes, it's hard to say goodbye." Father tells his children, "Kinderlach, I have a surprise for you. We're not saying goodbye. You came to me. I have my luggage packed and I'm coming with you. You made an effort to come to me. I'm packed up and we're staying together. You came to see me and I'm coming along with you, and you don't need to say goodbye." So till we got to the sukkah was quite a journey. 45 days. We embarked on this journey, Rosh Chodesh Elul. And we came a long way. And it was a tough journey. A lot of introspection, a lot of cheshbon nefesh. We embarked on this journey, Rosh Chodesh Elul. We started to blow the shofar and say slichas. Elul, Yemei Aslichas, El Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Yemei Tshuvas, and Yom Kippur. And finally we're all together in the sukkah and enjoying every moment. Shemini Atzeres Chazal say, Itzru Ba'adi Kosha Alai Pridas. Wait another day, Father tells children. It's hard to say goodbye. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Kinderlach, and who said that we need to part? Who said that we need to say goodbye? Take Simchas Torah." And the Mishnah says in Masechet Avos, "Omenayin shafilo echod sheyoshev va'oisik betorah shashchin shluya imo. We do not need to say goodbye. You came to my sukkah, and I will come to your Beis Medrash. Wherever you open a Gemara and learn Torah, I will be there. Echad sheyoshev v'yosek b'Torah shchein shvuya imo." And that is the essence of Simchas Torah. We came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's wonderful to be together. And we need to say goodbye, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "No, we don't need to." When we sit in the sukkah, it is our mesoides, our tradition, that the ushpizin are with us. The seven giants of yore, from Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, and Yosef, David. But when anyone learns Torah, and he learns Torah Lishma, and he learns Torah the way one should learn Torah, Tana Debei Eliyo Perek Yud Ches, Kol Talmid שיושב ועוסק בתורה. הקדוש ברוך הוא יושב כנגדוי ועוסק עמו. Is there any greater level of closeness, of dveikus? When a Talmud sits and learns Torah, it is as if a Kodesh Baruch was sitting right next to him, like a chavrusa. A Kodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev Kenegdoi Va'oisik Yema. Could you get any closer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu than that? That is far closer than what we could ever achieve in the sukkah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kindelech, we don't need to say goodbye. We could be together all year. Learn Torah. Tchu lechem simchas Torah. Whenever and wherever you learn Torah, I will be there with you. So the lesson of Tana Debei Eliyahu is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Kenegdoi Va'oisek Yemoi Ilemolei Dover Zekosuf. If this would not be written, Asur Hayah La'omro, it would be prohibited to make such a statement. Because it is as if you're turning HaKadosh Baruch Hu and giving some human form. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Kenegdoi Va'oisek Yemoi Ilemolei Dover Zekosuf. Asur Hayah La'omro, V'kol Ha'omro Chayav Mizeh, and I add on to the Tana Debei Eliyahu. Umi Shedover Zekosov Mitzvah La'omro, V'kol Ha'omro Zocheh L'Chayim Arukim. In a way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there with him. And that is the essence of Simchas Torah. So this is a journey. A long one, and a tough one, from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Sukkos. But after Sukkos comes Hoshana Rabbah, which is the combination, the beautiful combination of Simcha and Yira, of Egilu Berodo, bringing together the days of awe on one hand, and the days of joy on the other. And it all leads to Simchas Torah, which is the ultimate dveikus of Yeshikeni Meneshikos Pihu. After Smoilei Tachas Loishi and Yeminoi Techavkeni, the closest we could get is Yeshikeni Meneshikos Pihu. Nogilo Venismacho Bach. So tomorrow is a day of Tfilah. Tomorrow is one other day and one other chance for tshuva and kapora. And tomorrow night is the wonderful and magnificent day of Simchas Torah. Each and every one of us will be Oyle L'Torah. Each and every one of us will have the opportunity to dance with a Sefer Torah. And when you dance with a Sefer Torah, close your eyes. And try to imagine you're dancing with a Kodesh Baruch. You're dancing with a Bayan Rava. You're dancing with Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. You're dancing with all the giants of our history, which goes back thousands of years to Matan Torah and before. Dancing with the Sefer Torah is the closest you can get to rejoice with a Kodesh Baruch. And that is what Simchas Torah is all about. So take advantage of this magnificent day. Take advantage of tomorrow. You have a night of Shiuri Torah, and tomorrow is a day of Tefillah. It is another opportunity to go back to the spirit of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and combining Gilo and Ra'ado, Simcha and Yira. Yes, we say Halal with a kettle. We do the Nanuim and Shofar. And all this leads to the climax of Simcha's day. After all the tefillahs and all the bekoses and all the tears, and all the prayers and all the avodah of the lulav and the esek and the sukkah, Simchas Torah has no specific mitzvahs, because Simchas Torah is everything. Simchas Torah is rejoicing with Torah Hashem, and that is the closest one could ever get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we should take advantage of these days. Many years ago, I heard a mashal from my great Rebbe from the Klos of Magid Rebbe. And it's just another way to look at Simchas Torah, a practical one. So the Klos of Magid Rebbe said there was this guy that had many ailments. He had back problems and stomach problems. And he didn't hear one and he didn't see well. And he had diabetes and epilepsy and who knows what else. And he used to visit his doctor every day or two. And every day or two he got a different prescription and different medicines. And then he hears that the doctor is going for a vacation 2 months. He storms into his clinic and he says, "How could you do this to me? I'll die. You're giving me medicine every day or two. You can't leave me for 2 months." And his doctor tells him, "Do you really think I don't care for you? There's a new wonder drug that I got from America. You take one pill in the morning, one pill in the evening, and this will take care of all your medical issues, and you'll do just fine." So in this month of Tishrei, we used so many different things. We ate Erev Yom Kippur, and we fasted Yom Kippur. We blew the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. We did Nanuam in the Lulav and Sukkos. We sat in the Sukkah. We said Hallel. And now, a long, cold, and dry winter. No shofar, no Lulav, no Sukkah. No Kittel. No Nanuim. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Kindalech, don't worry. One pill in the morning and one pill in the evening." Vayom sefer haTorah zema pichu v'hogisavo yomam v'layla. Torah has everything. Kol oisik b'Torah zora kilim ikirav oyla. Oisik b'Torah zchatas kilu hikrav chatas. Just learn Torah. And if you learn Torah, you'll do just fine. You'll be well. And Torah is everything. It's the shofar and the lulav and the sukkah and everything else you will need. So that is the sign of Simchas Torah. So precious Talmidim, take advantage of these 2 days because they are very special days. Hoshana Rabbah for tefillah and tshuva. Simchas Torah is the expression of our closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we learn Torah, we don't say goodbye. Whenever and wherever you learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was right there with you. We should only be mevasa b'soyres toivos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "And only Yeshuas and Achomas." And we should only know days of joy and calm and peace and serenity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yerachem alamo. Kodesh Baruch Hu send us Moshiach Tzidkenu b'mheiru v'yomeinu. Amen.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.